Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spinning spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force, so we stare into the
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Circling the nexus.
My website is www.jbsba.com. That's Mr. Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, in case you're wondering who that voice is, and that's from the Innocent Age album. If you'd like any of, if you'd like to find out how to get some of his stuff, that's a 20-year-old album, more than 20-year-old. It's still a good one, though. I want to talk to you for a few minutes about something that came across my desk and prompted me to have some thoughts on the way we should think about our competitors versus our customers. This piece that came across my desk, I'm going to quote it for you. This is what it said. It is essential to know at all times what your competition is doing, or you might lose old accounts and new prospects. Now, fundamentally, this advice is sound, but it becomes dangerous. It can become dangerous when a company becomes obsessed with the competition. Now, for a moment, I want you to stop for a second and think about that question. About that point I just made. It becomes dangerous when a company is obsessed with a competition. Is your company, are you finding yourselves more and more, yourself more and more obsessed with what your competition is doing? Are you a customer of a company, a large or small company, and you've noticed that more and more the company is really seems to be becoming obsessed with competition? And if you're not sure what that looks like, let me talk about that for a minute. There is evidence, in my opinion, that obsession with the competition is becoming an unfortunate operating trend. And I call this trend the customer, what customer syndrome, or CWCS for short. A company has CWCS when it is more likely to ask, and this is what I was talking about a minute ago, folks. Here's how you can pick it out. A company has CWCS when it is more likely to ask, what is my competition doing? Rather than the much more important question, what do my customers want? When you have a company, either your business or a business you do business with, when you get the feeling that they're more likely to ask, more likely to be obsessed with what my competition is doing, rather than what do my customers want? That's when you've got CWCS, the customer, what customer syndrome. There are two levels, actually, of CWCS. Level one afflicts employees when the company focus is not on the customer. You see it all the time. Here's some examples. A fast food employee shoves a sack of burgers at you without looking or saying anything. No smile or thank you for your business. Well, when that happens, guess what? That's CWCS. Or maybe they might say, have a nice day. Well, you know what? My mother says, have a nice day. I'm giving you my money. I want something else. Here's another one. When three employees at a mall store can't break away from their very important chat to make sure that you find what you're looking for, you've just been a drive-by victim of CWCS. Here's another one. You call or go buy a business to get help with something that they should have already taken care of. Afterwards, you thank the employee who helped you, who then says, incredibly, no problem. Well, you were just slimed by the customer, what customer syndrome. I want to rewind these three scenarios, and I want to correct the responses. In the first example, the proper behavior, remember the one with the sack of burgers? The proper behavior is the direct eye contact, a sincere smile, and a simple but powerful thank you. In the second situation, I want to go back to that. The first one, the sack of burgers thing. You know, you don't have a lot of time when you're shoving burgers out a window. I understand that. But because you got some more coming right behind them and you got folks in line. But you know what? You can say thank you in the same time it says you, that it takes to say nothing, believe it or not. And also, to, in the same time, certainly that you can say, have a nice day, or how about, there you go. Have you ever had anybody say, hand you a sack of burgers and say, there you go? Well, you know what, folks? That doesn't get it. Because I, you know why? Because I got other places I can go. I don't have to buy from this store. I can go somewhere else. Now let's talk about the second scenario. This remember the three chatters in the mall store. Since virtually every retail purchase is preceded by, oh, I'm just looking. No chatting is allowed when customers are present. Look, if it's a Monday night, it's 8 o'clock at night, and nobody's in the building. Okay, if you want to talk till 9 o'clock, fine. But the moment a customer walks on the floor, you act like you're available. Even if they say, I'm just looking. Of course they're just looking. That's why they came in. But remember, every purchase that people make anywhere, especially in the retail level, is 99 out of 100 are preceded with the words, I'm just looking. No chatting allowed when customers are present. And finally, the third scene, instead of no problem, which folks, I'm going to go on a personal crusade to stop that. No problem has got to be the worst thing you can ever say to a customer. No problem. Have you ever asked a waiter to fix something? You know, there's the cup that they brought the coffee in is not clean or whatever it might be. And instead of saying something else, they say no problem. Well, that's not going to work. Here's how it's supposed to sound. I'm sorry you had this problem. Thank you for allowing me to make it right. Thank you for allowing us to make it right. What else can we do for you? That's how you deal with that. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't say no problem. Organizations with level one CWCS commit plenty of resources to stay one step ahead of the competition in products, pricing, and marketing. But if training happens at all, it's usually to sell at customers rather than take care of them. Sadly, often there is no training, which allows the customer, what customer syndrome, to occur naturally, but with the same unfortunate results. And when we come back after these messages, I want to talk some more about level one CWCS, and then we're going to talk about level two CWCS. It afflicts executives. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and I'm talking about the customer, what customer syndrome? Does your company have the customer, what customer syndrome? Well, there are two levels. One afflicts employees. I was just talking about that. You remember my three examples. The one where somebody said, you know, they refuse to say thank you. The other one where they refuse to wait on you. And then the other one where instead of apologizing for what happened, that, you know, for whatever happened to the service that they gave you or didn't give you, they say no problem. So that's one that I just can't get over. No problem. Anyway, the good news about level one CWCS, the one that afflicts employees, is it's absolutely preventable. All it takes is hiring the right people and training them to focus on customers, not the competition, to be more concerned with your customers, not the competition. There is one thing, though. Management has to operate. You must operate your business so that employees believe that the company is focused on getting customers what they really want. That's essential. All right. This leads us to level two CWCS. Level two afflicts only executives. Level two is more troubling and is organizationally more devastating because it occurs at the top where strategic decisions are made. The incidence of level two CWCS And remember, that's the customer, what customer syndrome is not associated. The incidence is not associated with a company size or structure. It afflicts owners of small businesses as well as managers of multinational conglomerates. Like level one, the cause of level two is simple, but it is different. Level two is caused by a change in proximity. As a business grows, it's a natural law that executives become more involved in the macro operating issues, which almost by definition puts them in closer proximity to competitors than to customers. Now think about this, folks. As you're managing your business, as your company is getting larger, are you spending more of your time imagining what or trying to figure out what the competition is doing? Are you getting farther away from your customers? Are you getting in a closer proximity to your competitors than your customers? That's something to watch for. When competitors become more top of mind and customers are more out of sight, out of mind, level two CWCS occurs, and it looks like this. Decisions are made that favor strategies focus more on manipulating customers away from competitors. Your strategies focus more on manipulating customers away from competitors than those that create a unique customer experience, including training employees how to deliver that unique customer experience. Executives with CWCS see their job as a game where increased market share means they've beaten a competitor instead of executing best practices that create customer loyalty by adding value to their customer's experience. More, they're closer to their competitors than they are to their customers. Big mistake. When that happens, you've got level two CWCS. A company infected with the customer what customer syndrome uses its size or market presence to try to intimidate customers to do business with them instead of developing strategies that create the long-term benefit of having customers you can't run off. It's actually possible for an entire industry to contract CWCS. It happens when companies have obsessed about each other so much, players in an industry have obsessed about each other so much, that in time, it becomes difficult to tell them apart. Now, when that scenario happens, it's fertile soil for an enterprising entrepreneur. Look at the airline industry. If there ever was a perfect example of what I just described, it's the airline industry. And look what's happening. The legacy airliners, now they've got other problems too. The legacy airline companies are being picked off one by one by the young upstarts, the young entrepreneurs. Because if I closed your eyes, if I put a blindfold over you and put you on any airplane, especially in the old days, you wouldn't know whether you were on one of the legacy airlines or another one. And that's CWCS. So how does your company inoculate for the customer, what customer syndrome? Well, that you do it with the there's my customer vaccine. Or TMC. There's my customer. The TMC formula is simple. Inoculation is fun, and the ROI is enormous. Spend more time asking what do customers want than asking what are my competitors doing. Then develop and execute a business model that focuses on delivering what your customers tell you. Cured of the customer, what customer syndrome, you'll contract a healthy condition of repeat business from loyal customers that you can't run off. Write this on a rock. Knowing the competition is a key sales fundamental, but focusing on the customer is a prime operating fundamental. The customer, what customer syndrome in a big business is inefficient and ugly. In a small business, it's terminal. Think about that. Quick break, 29 after. We're going to be right back with Rick Pinion. We're going to talk about your financial planning, especially an exit strategy option for you and your small business. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
I get up. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.